Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Isn't that what they said in like the 60s? This rock out. The Beatles or something?
They said that for a long time.
The Beatles or something?
I don't know. Who used to say?
You're attributing quotes of Let's Rock Out to the Beatles?
It's like people who just randomly give Abraham Lincoln quotes. Yeah. Have you seen that? My mom had a sign like that in our house that was like, it was this very long quote that was very generic and it was like Abraham Lincoln. And I'm like, I don't think he said that. Like, I think that was somebody else. And they're just like, the sign's not selling when it says John. So yeah. We got to put Abe's name on it.
Well, that's like, but like what Melissa just did was just took one of the most generic sentences ever and attributed it to like, let's rock.
Well, it started somewhere.
Let's
rock out.
Let's rock out.
Yeah. I mean, didn't that start in like the 60s?
Well, yeah,
the
but I don't think it's like a quote. I don't think it's like a quote anyone's known for.
I'm sure the Beatles at one point that'd be
like,
said that.
Be like, I got to go to the bathroom. Like a... Who said that? I think was that Theodore Roosevelt?
No, you're thinking of Abe Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
My gosh.
Abe Lincoln.
Well, there had to be like a hair band or something. It was like, let's rock up.
The Beatles weren't a hair band, though. They had hair, but
they had hair.
Hair.
Well, that's what I'm
band saying.
I don't know if it's a 60s thing or a 70s thing.
Just
or
let's rock out.
Thing. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't, I couldn't tell you the origin of Let's Rock Out. what? I couldn't.
Well, that sucks. I was kind of,
yeah,
that'd be kind of cool if you could.
You don't know
I thought you were Mr. Knowledge. Like, you know, you knew everything.
How did this turn on me all of a sudden?
Come on, Mr. Knowledge.
Yeah, first of all, it's pronounced Huff. Thank you.
I have a wealth of knowledge.
The K is silent, clearly. Why is everyone so obsessed with pickleball?
Who?
It's fun, dude.
Have you played?
It's fun.
Pickleball.
Yeah. I've never played. I don't know what it is.
You don't even know what it is? You haven't seen it around?
I'm actually surprised on that.
I mean, I've heard of it, but I wouldn't recognize it if I saw it.
Okay.
Why?
What do you think it's a... Like,
yeah, wait. Hang on.
Sports,
I'm going to dive deeper into this.
It's sports. But describe what you think.
It's an activity.
Well, I know.
Based on the name pickleball, what do you think you have to
I want to show her like a picture of like a random sport and just like and
ask
tell her,
what
that,
it is.
Tell her that's pickleball. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Like,
is there a pickle in it?
There's not.
Yes. Kyle, come on. When she opens the door that wide, you have to sprint through it.
Sometimes I want to be
polite. Is there an actual pickle in pickleball?
Well, why do they call it
pickleball? That's when we both say yes. Of course there is.
Look, I'm still learning, man.
Why do they call it pickleball if there's no pickle? Honestly.
I'll tell you why.
Why would they call it pickleball?
How are pickles made?
I don't know.
They're
cucumbers, right?
Left out.
Sort of.
For days.
I thought they soak them in like vinegar or something.
Well, yeah, and soaked in vinegar.
I don't know.
Which, oh yeah, you're right. Which actually explains.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it explains pickleball. So I know. It's weird.
So yeah, well, you're trying to tell me you know where the pickle part pickle, came from?
Pickleball is essentially badminton where with the
racket?
Rackets, thank you. Why could I not think of racket?
It's called something else. Oh no, I'm thinking.
But where the badminton rackets are dipped into either a lot of people use vinegar.
Full of it. If you think I'm going to fall for that,
Melissa,
I am naive. I know that.
Yes.
But I have learned your MO.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to fall for the
vinegar. So why do you never believe anything sort of I say? I know. You never believe anything I say. You ask, what is pickleball? I start to explain pickleball and you're like, that's not pickleball.
Not it.
No. It doesn't always have to be vinegar. It can be any substance.
Why would they dip a racket in that?
Makes the racket harder to handle. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially like you're playing badminton, but it's harder. Mm-hmm. And the game takes over like a day to play. It's like Monopoly with how long it is, which is why where
Don't
it gets pickleball.
Don't give me
pickleball.
That crap. What? Don't give me
how
that
How are
crap.
Pickles made? You put cucumbers?
Kyle.
You put, he doesn't know.
He's like, mm-hmm,
you put cucumbers.
That's
you put
it.
Cucumbers.
I'm agreeing with what he said.
You put cucumbers. I know.
We played in San Diego.
You put
me and my family did. Haley's family, but we're married, so family. We played in San Diego. Didn't play for a day.
So
we
you
had to condense it.
Okay, hold on. So you're telling me you took a racket and you dipped it in pickle juice?
Not pickle juice. It can be anything slimy. Literally anything, whatever you have with you. So they now sell sprays. They sell pickleball sprays.
No.
Go to a Dick's Sporting Goods. Mm-hmm. You'll find it there.
Pickleball spray?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Fine. Google it. What are you Googling?
You.
Pickleball or pickleball spray?
Pickle. See, he knows.
No,
pickle ball
spray?
No. Let me see. Wait. Pickleball.
See? Get on the mic.
Wait. Dang it.
Talking to that.
Yes.
Damn. Pickleball.
She doesn't even know how to spell pickleball.
No, she should. Like, it's everything is playing as we've said.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm suddenly finding out. Austin wasn't lying.
Wow.
Sometimes it's good to believe, Austin.
I see you over there saying, mm-hmm.
Pickleball spray. That's ridiculous.
There actually is a pickleball spray.
Thank you.
I literally was nice to you.
You
said it wasn't a pickleball. It wasn't a pickle. And then you're like, now you're lying to me.
Melissa,
like, why would I start now?
If I pranked you every single time I brought anything up, I would never be able to successfully prank you.
Which is why we are where we are today.
You think that every time I open my mouth, I'm pranking you.
It's discontinued. The accuracy.
Well, yeah,
spray.
That brand of it.
Yeah.
Why would it be discontinued when it gets... Oh, I said I was going to say it has a 5-star rating, but it only had one review.
No, probably Austin. That guy really liked it.
This
yeah,
is
it
my
probably
favorite.
Me. Or one of Kyle's family members after the San Diego trip.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Because if you didn't spray it, it's tennis, essentially. So why you got to change it up in some way? It makes it harder to grip.
Yeah.
Why not?
And it takes a long time
then?
To play, which is where the name pickleball came from. Because pickles, you put them in vinegar for like days. And then it becomes a cucumber, and then it becomes a pickle. Pickleball, you douse your racket in this spray, or you can spray it on, or you can douse it in something, vinegar. The old school, like, pickleball players, they usually do, like, buckets of vinegar or oil or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you play with it.
But it's called pickleball because... The comparison you're telling me is because it takes
all day
to
play.
Well,
you don't play with a birdie like in badminton. You play with a like
ball.
A smaller ball.
Okay,
yeah.
but what I'm saying is you just said they call it pickleball because it takes so long for a pickle to become a pickle in a jar. And
or
it takes
a cucumber
a long
to
time.
Take a pickle. A cucumber to become a pickle.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that they call it that in comparison because it takes so long to play a game.
It's a long game. It's like Monopoly where it takes a while. Like if you play pickleball, you have to have your whole day free. Like golf, you have to have like 4 hours free to play all 18 holes.
Yeah.
Pickleball is the same way, but probably even longer than golf. Where it takes like a day. And so sometimes people will play a game over the course of like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, we only played a condensed version in San Diego because it was going to take all day. Why do you keep smiling at me when I'm explaining?
I don't understand. You literally open Googled up it.
And
you
she's Googled just it. Like, nope.
And
lies.
You still don't believe us.
Lies.
There's something here. You're spinning something. But okay. I'm just going to go with it. And I'm going to say, wow, okay. This was an interesting lesson.
I can't believe you haven't. There are literally pickleball courts like being built like all over the country.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's like blowing up right now. It's been around for like decades, but it's blowing up right now.
And also the reason you can't play it, you just brought up tennis. Like the reason you can't play it on like a tennis court is because the substances that you put on the racket ruins the court.
Right.
So, on a tennis court,
I think dimensions wise, the court is smaller.
It's definitely smaller too.
So you can't play just like size wise.
So is it more like racquetball, but with no walls?
I mean,
a little. Like,
I mean, it has a racket and there is a ball. So yes, I guess.
So like baseball,
is it racquetball without the walls? So you mean the racket and the ball?
The main component of racquetball?
Yeah, in that sense, tennis is also like racquetball.
You know, this sounds a lot like football. Yeah. The pads and hitting and the football
part. Is this like basketball just without the hoop and a smaller ball and a racket? Man, you know your sports, Melissa.
I'm telling you.
This is...
Oh, I'm a peach.
That's one thing that we should do on the show one day is like we just describe, we like see how far we can get into like a
like
sport.
Describing and see, it yeah, and see if like, I know what it is.
Yeah, like...
Ooh, I like that game.
Just going, I'm game. Like, pads. Well, football. Okay, great. Field. That's when it gets tricky. Cause like, and then you go lines.
Ooh.
Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Point.
Right.
Well, that's where I can't go wrong.
Defenders.
That's a couple different sports.
What do you think it is?
An odd-shaped ball.
Football.
Odd-shaped ball.
I was thinking...
Football.
Like soccer?
No, football.
Oh, why'd you say it like the Europeans?
I was kind of describing soccer. She kind of nailed it. Oh, so I said football. It kind of covers...
See, sports. I was describing rugby.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Do you know what rugby is, or do we have to explain that one to you, too?
Isn't rugby like football without the pads?
Yes.
That's a very loose way of describing it.
Okay. Because I grew up around Valparaiso University, and they have a rugby team.
Rugby is like football, but the players are dipped in vinegar.
And we're out.
Okay, we are out, but not before telling you that we made literally everything
up in
this entire podcast.
Are you serious?
Pickle spray, really?
Like we dip things
we
in the...
Lucked
why would we
the
do that?
Hell out with that Google search. We lucked the hell
the
out.
The second I saw the spray, I went...
The spray was for grip, for your racket.
Yeah.
For pickleball is an actual sport, but what we described is not pickleball.
We have no idea by its name, pickleball.
You just got pranked again while thinking you weren't getting pranked.
You said I couldn't prank you.
She's pissed.
You said I couldn't prank
you. She's walking out. No, Melissa, comment on this.
Comment?
Comment. We need your official comment.
Bye-bye. But I love you.
I'm proud. I'm proud of us.
I did so well on
against
that one.
All odds.
She thought
you,
I could
and
have
I'll
lied.
Be honest, your lying face, you have a distinct face when you are lying.
Yeah,
you,
I'm
we
not
gotta work
good.
On that. You gotta work on that. Start lying to your wife more.
Haley, you don't understand. I need to lie for work.
Haley, I swear I didn't have Twinkies after lunch.
What is on your face?
I did not ruin my dinner.
I do that all the time, by the way.
Twinkies?
Not Twinkies, but like in general, like because I eat.
You eat junk food?
Yeah, I go home, I take a nap, I wake up, I usually eat lunch kind of late, and then like at around like 4 or 5, I'm like, well, dinner's not going to be for like another hour and a half. I might as well like have some trail mix over here because it has M&Ms in it.
Sure.
So it's healthy and
trail mix is probably the healthiest food you can eat.
And
that's not true. But
then my stomach hurts right before dinner, and I have to lie to my wife in the sense of like, yeah, mommy, you make the food that you've been talking about making all day. Because if I say I'm not hungry, she's going to ask why.
Right.
And then I have to say, well, my tum-tum hurts.
And then she's going to be like, yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. I saw you eating it on the couch, you disgusting animal.
Yeah,
she
why,
say
why
that,
would you eat that right before dinner?
Exactly. I don't want to.
And then
that
my wife would be like, why didn't you pick me up any trail mix? Kyle, I do got to give us credit, though. We literally talked about how we missed an opportunity to prank Melissa, and then we still pranked Melissa. She didn't believe that we were pranking her, or I mean, she thought we were pranking her, and we still somehow pranked her.
The long game on that one. The pickleball of
I'm proud of us. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you. You are getting much better at pranking Melissa on this podcast.
I'm trying my best.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.